Hey guys, what's good? How are you? You're welcome to
the X-Files.
So as you can see, we're not really serious human beings because we've managed to agree on a name. Do a whole episode on that name. Luckily we do not have and is it a flyer at work?
Yeah,
a logo yet.
Yeah.
We just don't have that yet. And yeah, our madam here has decided by choice to completely change it on us. So hey everyone that came to the Genesis and Nas pod last week, you are now welcome to the X-Files for this week.
Yeah, hopefully it sticks, guys.
I cannot wait to see what we're going to call this pod next week.
I know, I have a feeling we do something different, but yeah.
Energy.
Hi guys, welcome back.
Hey, I'm Adenija Bello.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Obi.
I don't want to say my name on the pod.
But I didn't. You're the one that just said it. So it won't tell me when if I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. you could be my little anonymous body.
You're the one that went to Ghana. Oh my God, are you stressed? Okay. See, I'm with a dictator, guys. Okay.
So says the person that changed the pod. Like I need you guys to know.
The mama agreed on it, though.
We had... like the email address of it. She even opened an Instagram account.
You changed the Instagram account.
well, I feel like it's funny because like we're just talking about like how to start this episode and like what to talk about. Yeah. So I currently feel like I'm going through like
a breakup.
I'm not gonna call it a breakup. Hopefully, we're not. This episode was recorded a couple of days before Valentine. That's crazy because like. I think, like, I don't know if she's going to let me talk to her again. Mm. But because of the kind of person I am, it's like, I have, like, all the Valentine things all set up, all paid for.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I can never, either we don't talk again or we, like, that's the kind of person I am. Like, yeah. If I'm this to you, I'm this. Oh, my God.
What?
Actually, so, this was meant to be, like, the camel back breaking thing. But just because of this, my current Valentine's situation, mm-hmm. and, like, the fact that, see how I'm not going to cancel, I'll tell you a little story.
Okay.
This one girl I dated when I was in, like, year two or year three, I can't remember.
Okay.
Oh my God. This story now feels like it is a deja vu. She used to live in, Texas.
Okay.
Houston.
Okay.
And like, she went to school in LSU.
Okay.
Don't ask me, I was dating babes in America, man. I like to do things way big past me.
Clearly.
But like, I've always just dated people from outside the country.
Yeah.
Even you like, maybe the reason why you entered, cut that part out. Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. So I've always dated people from outside the country. It's just
it's just your thing.
Mm. So I remember this one babe, and like I can't remember how long we dated for.
Yeah.
But she was still in uni as of the time, and I was still in uni, so I'm not, you know, doing that business. I remember she bought, and this is the kind of person I am. I don't let people buy things for me or stuff like that. Mm. Majorly just because of. I don't want that conversation of after everything I've done for it.
Even though I can still come without them buying stuff though.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened last year. Right. I told you about that one.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just don't like collect things just because of me. I like peace of mind.
Yeah.
And like, I remember this one, babe, and she's like, no. She wants to get me some shirts from Fashion Nova. She even planned on coming to Nigeria for that December. Oh. Then she got me all my perfect shoes. Like, I'm not going to like Air Force Ones. They were like Air Force Ones, with, I think blue sole or blue body. Yes. I remember because she wrote my name on them. So it was a deep, perfect gift. But I remember she couldn't come again for that December. Yeah. And like, there was a whole back and forth. She's like, she just was, I'm like, don't worry, keep on to everything. Whenever I see you, I see you. She's like, no. She has to send everything. Then I think she found a friend that some was in America coming to Nigeria. And she gave the babe.
Yeah.
Then the babe was like, she can't carry the shoes, but she could carry the shirts. I remember because if you go down my Instagram in like 2018, 2017, you see that those shirts, a lot of those Fashion Nova shirts. And like, yeah, I was like, yeah, hold on to the shoes whenever I see you and it's all good. Long story cut short, Sha.
You never got the shoes.
Yeah, because we broke up like before February of that year. And like,
pain.
The end of this story is that obviously now I know about the shoes. So actually, it's crazy because like these were my dream shoes at the time.
You didn't know about the shoes.
No, I knew about them.
Yeah.
They were my dream shoes.
Yeah.
So it's like knowing that I had them, but like I didn't have them, yeah. but they were coming.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't lie to you. I genuinely wanted them. If I had known better, I just have bought them myself, JJ. Yeah. But like, there's some things that just like, someday yeah. I'll do. But I remember like, we broke up before those shoes ever got to me, which they ended up never getting to me. Cause this babe never sent them. And like, one day we start talking like a year after we break up. And she's like, oh, she still has them. I'm like, yeah, okay. Then she says something. I'm like, yeah, I'm not talking. Then she sends them back to the store. These are customized shoes. Exactly. They have my name. So like, it's just.
What happens to them? What?
She held on to those shoes to hold on to my dream. Then she sent them back when she had a chance to talk to me. Fair evil women, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, but like, respect them as well. Massive respect. Still, she still got it in the first place.
Damn, but like,
some people have not gotten anything apart from singlets and boxers.
Jesus.
And you know this is true.
Okay, so now let me tell you the difference between you and I. Sorry, you and her. Sorry, I and her. I guess. Her and I.
Please continue.
Because we broke up in like January, her birthday was either February or May or March. So I had February presents for her on what's the name of that thing? Valentine.
Oh.
And like they were in my cart. And it was a whole shadow. I think Fenty or stuff, like it was the whole box, and like I think a wig or like eyelashes. I can't remember exactly what. They were just two things I remember yeah. very well, and I let those things go on her birthday. I paid, and it went to her. And then Valentine's Day, I don't know which one came first between, and I still let it pay, and I still let it deliver. That's just the kind of person I am. Like,
because like you love this person.
Yeah, do you understand?
You know, circumstances won't change the fact that you intended to do this.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I don't want to call what I want to say, but like this babe never gave me my bloody shoe. in case yeah, you're a babe I around me. I like you see, like I have like trust, not trust issues, but like issues when it comes to collecting shit from you. Just know it's because of this.
Yeah.
Made it and plus I know I ain't gonna say after everything I've done for you. That actually mud me. So since I've given a whole story, you might as well now start it with what breaks the camel's back.
So in that situation, what broke the camel's back? What was the last straw that happened between you? Like what happened between you guys that you were like, nah, fuck those shoes, fuck all of this?
Oh no, it's not the funniest thing. I can't remember. It's just okay, so there was definitely the anxiety and like FOMO of her missing December that year.
Yeah.
And anybody that knew me back then at the hotel, yeah. all my years with Chairman, Abdul, when they go out, we gave them that December. It's like, I feel like now I'm learning that you definitely don't want to like allow your significant other see how much of a good time you're having, especially when they will plan to be having that exact same good time. Let's say you guys booked a trip together and one of them cannot make it. Word. It's best to not put it in there. Do you understand? So there was a whole, now she start calling me 2 a.m. when she knows I'm in the club. So she know I didn't have AirPods back then, noise cancellation.
Exactly.
So it's like she knows that I can't pick up, and it's like, oh, you're not talking to me. And it's like it just went downhill from that December.
I get that.
So it's not like, oh, this was the like there were a couple of things. Ibo babe, oh my god, I know what she did. But it's like I don't even think like that one really. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was like, Ojuro Castle, Ojuro, don't worry. This is that time when they play that that verse from Burna Boy and Mr. Easy. So I didn't, but I just know that at that point I decided to go downhill. So I think to me, like my current, like I'll say my current situation, it's just so there are two things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like this doesn't really answer the original question.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even talking. Everyone will not be hearing my voice only. Yes, nothing that I'm a man trying to silence this word.
No, please. This is a great way to start this.
Okay. So there were like my current situation, the two things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, like, you know when people say stuff like, especially babes, they're like, oh, talk to me, tell me what's wrong. Like I want to be there for you. Yeah. This, that. Which is pretty
valid, right?
Valid. But like, I'm learning. Like, I'm not learning because I knew it before, but like, I just thought it was going to be different. You do not need to tell as a man, it's sad, but you really do not need to tell, I don't say anyone, but I'll tell your significant other.
Every single thing.
Every single thing. They cannot, it's not even handle it, they cannot phantom it.
Yeah.
And it does more damage.
Yeah.
Than you thought it would.
Yeah.
So like, it's so painful.
True.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, like, if you've heard those conversations with me, like, I actually have always wanted, like, an older brother just so I can tell somebody about it. And funny enough, like, and this is how life is. Yesterday, out of random, one of my closest friends ever that pissed me off because of, he did that thing in London where I was trying to see him and I'm making it hard to, I hate London people so much. I was making it hard to see him. He just randomly calls me and he's like, he now understands, like, where I'm coming out because I've not talked to him in almost a year. Yeah, almost a year now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I lost that one person I used to be able to tell everything for a bit. So it kind of made sense when this particular conversation popped up and it's like, oh, okay, tell me, what do you call it? Tell me things and I'm telling you. And it's like, woo!
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it?
It's pretty hard.
Sharing is hard.
Sharing is so hard.
Especially when it's not good things.
Yeah, because but like I want to be able to share.
Everything.
It's almost like now, like how I tell you shit. Like, look at that whole situation with that babe and blah, blah, blah.
But I have to force that out of you. I literally had to like drag, like, yeah.
No, not that babe. Stop now. Not that. Like that babe from the past. Like the one that wants to put me inside handcuffs. Mm. It's like, see how I can tell you that whole see how I can tell you that whole situation. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like the one thing that I hate is the one thing that breaks the camel back for me is because of how much I care about people being comfortable and having conversations with me and just know that unlike everyone else, like Mio, you can't overshare.
Yeah.
And I'll swear last, I'll be pressing my phone and not really listening to you. But like I'll never hold anything
you
in
said
the
against,
yeah. So when I know that you are not necessarily enjoying or loving being in my space.
Yeah.
And you are constantly staying.
Yeah.
And I can feel it in every conversation.
Yeah.
Every tone, every talk, like you know that it's present, like it's not even going anywhere. That this person, this is not like they're not making a call. Like people ask me what love is. I say love is a decision every day.
Yeah.
To choose to be in love with a person. You just look at how I put the word in there again. To choose to want to be with that person.
Yeah.
And love that person.
Yeah.
Spend time. The day starts to feel like you're doing it because of you're already doing it.
Yeah.
So it is, it's almost like saying, I mean, I don't feel like love should be natural.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, you're talking to this person because of you're used to talking to this person. You're staying in this relationship because of you're used to this relationship.
Yeah.
You're chopping beats in. Some people are also chopping beats in those relationships.
Yeah.
But it's like the day it feels like that's why you're in communication with me and I feel it. There's nothing on earth I
that will keep you in that situation.
Yeah. It's like I feel pain because it feels like I'm forcing you into something. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The pride that my mother gave me. I ain't forcing no one to anything.
Real.
So that's my come back later.
No, real. When it feels like you are the one making, I hate making more effort than someone else, man. Oh my Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, wait, who between both of us, who has even more time? More like you already know my living situation number one. You know my job number two. There's so many things like yes, everyone has things that are dragging them back and everything, but on a certain scale, I am a little more I guess restricted or what's the word? Just not as free as I should be. So I'm hoping that whoever else is trying to move to me or talk to me or whatever that has a bit more freedom or all of that is one that puts in a bit more effort. Imagine me with all this. I'll not be the one putting in more effort. Am I mad?
So you don't want to chase him, man? Is that what you're saying?
No. Thing is, I have game. I can actually do the first thing. Not first. I have to notice you.
Xbox.
Notice me.
Uh-huh. I know what she's talking about.
I have to notice you notice me first. And then I can kind of make it easier for you. But Chase, no, baby, no. No. Never that. It's never that deep, guys. It's never, ever, 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 ever that deep. Please.
I hear that.
Yeah. It's never that deep. Ah, then the man and I say, like, you know, I wasn't even interested in how.
I'd rather kill myself.
I'd rather kill myself, guys.
Just a little. You need to put that magic into work, you know.
No, so there's some work to do, but most.
So you can't DM me, man.
Who? No.
Jesus Christ.
No, I can't. Your story, though. I can like your story. I feel like liking your story now is a bit more.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a bet I want to ask you.
What?
If you're with like a guy, like you're just with him and like you guys have been going on for a bit, can you bring up the conversation as regards, am I your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you ask him to be your boyfriend?
I have to know that he's even in mindset for that. I'm like, okay, you know, what's on the table?
What are we doing?
I hate asking that question even. But I barely have to because I'm quite lovable, so people do want to.
So like how many times have you asked what are we in this life?
I think like once.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Thanks.
That is so cute. How did it go though?
I mean, the thing is I already knew the answer. I could already tell that this wasn't progressing. This didn't look like it was going to progress to what I wanted. So I wanted it in black and white, like, let it be said, let it not be that it's in my head, I'm reading too much into this, or it was never clarified, so he cannot wake up one day and be like, hey, we never said.
So my question is, did you ask the question so you could end?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, women.
Thank you.
Women.
Thank you. If not to continue forever, am I wrong?
just a little for in the ever.
Look, please, the Lulu for a while. The Lulu 1 month max. Okay, 2 months max. That's your third month is your cutoff, guys. You guys should be serious. You guys should be serious.
Wait. Oh my God, that is such a cool one. So
there's a timeline.
Is that actually how big?
Well, not babe, me.
Wait, okay, so
I have a timeline of how long I can be losing for. I can enjoy myself for like 1 month. Come on. Be for real. Like,
wait, okay, so you know, like I always hear there's this thing where guys, okay, let me tell you, so it's a thing, guys are gonna beat me for this one. But like there's a thing where man them go like, man, my 2 month free subscription is over.
Honestly.
So it's like let's say you meet like your all-time night and you meet like a real bad one, sweet girl. You have a nice time. At a point she starts grinding on you, everything. I was gonna say the liquor is flowing, but it doesn't even have to do with the liquor.
Exactly.
But like the words on what the lamba, everything is in there. Then you guys, that it's kind of, I don't want to say it's important, so them niggas don't go cut me wrong, but you know that you're on it.
Yeah.
She's down to, you know.
Game set match.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck out of this party right now. So you understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know that if it starts that way,
mm-hmm.
you are sorted for a bit.
For a bit.
Unless
it's a one-time thing.
There are also one-offs, to be fair. But like, if it's not a one-off, you know, for the first 2-3 weeks, she never ask you any question.
Yeah.
It's just, yo, do you want to grab something? Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. Yo, do you want to? But that's the actual P now.
Oh God, papa is crazy, Sham.
I'm just like,
that's not the only thing you would do.
Okay.
Bye.
So like, but like after that, you know, funny enough, guys can get away with it because it's like, do you want to come over? Yeah. Then after that, end of second month, it's like, we're not going out. Why aren't we going out? You know, even if she wants to bill you, you know, originally that first, she ain't billing you.
Niggas are terrible, yo.
By the fifth time, she's like, pay my Uber.
I'm like, no, I'm actually tired. Men are terrible, you guys. Oh my God. So what Ade is pretty much saying is that you guys have, everyone has like a solid 1 month where it's just blissful vibes. And you guys should enjoy it.
You need to enjoy it.
You guys should enjoy it. Okay. So, and then anything else that happens after that, charge it to the game.
Charge it to the fucking game.
That's what they say.
Wait, so is that, so basically what we've explained, is that what theorists call the honeymoon period?
I'm guessing so. Like, you don't know this person, they don't really owe you much. It's pretty much just vibes and cluelessness. You're just clueless. You don't know this man. You don't know this woman like that. Wait. Just
no, Vanessa, I know. We're like, we're actually creating new theories right now.
I don't think it's
so new. Wait. So let me tell you. So you know, obviously, like, we all know that meme of the guy with the broom on the roof, mm-hmm. and he's just with phone in his ear and he's just doing it. You know that one meme here. Okay, so I want us to differentiate it. Mm-hmm. Cause I can't lie to you, this version of 1-2 months yeah. of just
yeah.
hey, what's up, what are you saying? Do you wanna come over? Yeah. Probably order food in yeah. That's what you call a perfect that's what a perfect honeymoon period would be for me as a man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's just
You know that period barely has dates and all of that, right? Because nothing is defined, so it's just like
that's the most perfect resolution you could ever like. What
know.
That's I breathe for the
There's
days like
no
that.
Romance in that. It's usually just too straight up. Like,
wahala.
There's no romance.
Wahala.
Romance.
For who
is that? So you don't like, you don't enjoy romance.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to explain. So we're trying to separate them. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm guessing for a babe, it starts first, you know, it can be first 3 months of, oh, you guys are going on dates, you guys are going to grab movies, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like those first 3 months. But like now, that particular meme,
mm-hmm.
where it's like you guys can talk about, Tinko,
mm-hmm.
or you can talk about why the Adam mm-hmm. and Eve, mm-hmm. you know.
So you're saying when is that period?
What's that one? Is that one before? Because like I can't lie to you, like if I could skip on that phone conversation, I just meet the person in the club, that's perfect for me. So.
I'm just lying, you guys. He's actually such a lover boy. Don't listen to this man. People should not listen to this man. Okay.
I will be taking.
Don't listen to him. He's a lover, my please. He will not tarnish his image on my watch.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly. All this one he's talking about now is because I'm guessing the ups and downs of love, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But deep down, the lover boy, you guys should see him with his baby or his nephew. You're a lover boy. You have so much to give.
But like, ain't no comparing anybody.
I mean,
to
obviously,
like,
but what? you have that innate thing to want to love someone fully.
Yeah, but like, you know.
Fully during their boring times, during their exciting times. Like, I've seen you in a couple of times.
I hear it, but like, that sounds so fucking loud.
But for how long? How long would you enjoy that for? You're saying
3 months.
The perfect thing. Exactly. 3 months. And then if you like this person past 3 months, what happens?
Yeah, okay. So I feel like that's a thing that happens in real life for me. How did we define that back then when it was if it's reality,
mm-hmm.
that this quack 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 quack
mm-hmm.
feels way better than quack 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 should feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say you know it's meant to be quack 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 quack. Mm-hmm. Let me get an Uber home. But what if it's quack 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 quack? Do you want to talk about that size?
Please, also disclaimer, I don't know anything about this quack quack quack. Let me just put it out there.
None of that.
I don't know anything. I have no clue what this one is talking about. But
let the record show.
Let the record state. But yes, I agree with you. Like that is a very nice time though when you guys can talk about anything and everything.
Yeah.
That period is blissful. And I think in those kind of moments you kind of gauge some things like what are your humor like level compatibility, right? Like is someone into dark humor and you're like, what the heck is wrong with this babe? Or like, do you know what I'm saying? Humor, the way you guys think, even like your opinions on like political and like socioeconomic things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of conversations that hopefully you guys aren't just talking about silly things all the time, like shows and all of that, but Yeah.
But like, so my, so I feel like next part will be, so with this knowledge and basically, you know, what we're doing is basically building up a relationship. I've started in different ways,
yeah.
from me on the phone to yeah. meeting, like, yeah. so many ways to start a relationship. But it's like, so with this knowledge of, you guys have talked about so many things. You guys probably already know each other's good, bad, how you think, how you react, all of those things. My question is, where does it go wrong? Or is it just like a loss of interest? Or is it just like, what's that thing where all of a sudden it goes from the ability to like, bro, we're like kids
yeah.
with our imagination at the True. Beginning.
True.
And like almost everything
seems possible
and exciting.
I know. And then
how does it go from that?
Reality sets in.
My question, what's reality?
Different things. It could be there's a lot of distance between you guys. There could be you guys' schedules never align, so you barely get to talk or whatever. You could not even be in the same city. You could sometimes even like you said, you start learning they're good and bad. Mm-hmm. Like hearing this person is a bit too either jealous or possessive or controlling, or the person doesn't understand you in some ways, right? You guys had a great meeting the first time. Well, that's because there were no expectations. First time you meet someone, no expectations. You know what you're going in like for. You don't know what you're going to find. You meet this person, you like them, and then later you start finding out some things about them that you're not so cool with. Like, if you're a controlling person, to me, you can't hang, man. That's, I'm sorry.
Which is fair.
You need to go. You need to move.
Well, like, you know my own piece that, like, I always just try to... So, I get it, Sha.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know... Okay, so let's put time frames to this. So, first 3 months, honeymoon period, yeah?
Give or take, yeah.
Give or take. Next 3 months, realities.
Yes.
Oh, I love this thing about you. Oh, I hate this thing about you. Arguments, your first argument, all of those things probably. So my thing is, at the end of those next, so 6 months in,
mm-hmm.
why don't you guys just make direct decisions to say, although yes, I've asked you to be my girlfriend, oh yes, we've planned our future together, why don't we just end it right now? Instead of spending the next 3 months just to kill the excitement, instead of building on things that we've talked about, basically you can just feel the excitement going down every yeah. other day.
I mean, people should be more honest with themselves, number one, right? Like, people should be like, have conversations, like serious conversations are not easy, and they're very hard to, especially when you have those fresh new feelings and you're like, ah, am I doing too much? Is this like, am I overthinking this? Does this person even, is this person even thinking the way I'm thinking right now? There are lots of mismatches at that point. And so now that's another make or break stage. There's so many make or break stages in relationships. Like in the span of someone's marriage, they will tell you how many times they have to be tolerant or forgiving or extremely understanding. And even sometimes that they have to take breaks because you're human beings, two different people, two different backgrounds, two different expectations, two different ideals and hopes and dreams and fears that feed into one relationship, right? So there are so many points that I expect people to have clashes or like issues, but like it's now that overarching desire and hope that this person is the one that I want to keep on doing these things with. And hopefully the barriers to that are not that deep as well.
Mm. What? So does that go back to that original saying where we said love is deciding every decision, single day?
Yeah. But it has to be a very informed decision.
Okay, because like...
It has to be a very informed decision. You can't be fighting to love someone knowing fully well that when it comes to the main thing now, there's going to be wahala about something that you knew from the beginning.
Okay.
There's religious differences. There's what's tribal stuff. There's what's it called? Even ambitions.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I just need to put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in any of that shit.
I know.
Yeah, cause like, okay.
Well, your families would.
Yeah. Okay.
You're
so
more
that, those are all the things I'm talking about. Like is it okay? Is it me? How many? Let me ask you. How many? Igbo babes probably know how to speak Igbo. What to say? How many babes have I dated that actually know how to speak their language?
But it's more than that. You're still your culture despite
how much. A lot of these people are not their culture.
True, but their families are. you're dating someone with the hopes of marrying them, and you're marrying them knowing fully well that you're marrying their family. That's just the truth. You are marrying the person, you're marrying into this person's family. Their family becomes yours. If their family outrightly does not want you and will avidly like sabotage it or hurt the people involved, come on, like,
how
would they hurt?
Yeah,
my house. Maybe we should ask people questions.
Like, we should actually
put it out there. What were the consequences you heard would happen if you ended up with someone like your family did not like approve of? I mean, like, we saw that thing that happened about this guy's family that disowned him when he was trying to marry this
man. I know those people.
See?
Damn.
See? And like, that was even public.
Okay, but that's their motherfucking business.
That's the mindset he had.
So I kind of hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you are and that's the problem. It's true, but it's the honest truth. If you're financially dependent on your family,
yeah.
Yes. But like, you can't be on your own,
yeah,
and in your own bread.
Yeah.
And like,
also there's a respect aspect to it now. And like, knowing fully well that saying or shifting your family one side also extends to more than just your nuclear family.
Okay.
There's your uncles, your grandparents.
That's exactly that. Let me cut you in there. I'm so sorry. So my cousins, I don't know if you know, like, I have Igbo cousins. You met them. So it's like, I want to give you an example like that. My granddad, first Muslim guy from my mom's village, like, he, their family brought in that thing. Probably, like, I don't know if it was chief imam, but it was like the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, call Muslim nigga. But, like, one of my mom's sisters, she goes to school, she falls in love with an Igbo nigga. That's my uncle. One of my favorite uncles. And, like, for the longest time,
yeah,
I'm not even joking with you, like, all the girls you know were born and my granddad did not approve of that,
yeah,
well, that relationship.
Yeah.
But it's funny, he never rejected the kids,
mm-hmm,
but he just never blessed that they should get married. Do you know the funniest thing?
What?
They never got married.
You're joking.
I'm very serious. Then it comes like when I'm like 4 or 5 year old, then he goes, he understands that she's tried. And she actually has tried. She even used to, I don't know if she used to go back after they were, her and her husband were together. But like, she tried to find like a Muslim guy. She tried to find like a Yoruba guy, all of those things. But it just never like
worked out.
Yeah, it wasn't just, yeah. And like, they would see genuine flaws in this man. But like, she has found somebody,
yeah,
that was good
for her
and true,
yeah,
to her. And it was like, yeah, the man might not be. And this is my granddad that's like a Muslim. Like, bro, you guys, your parents are not Muslim people. They're not religious people. This is my dad, granddad that is, let's call him a cake to a certain level. And he goes, this person is good and true to you. Although he might not go by the saying of the books, blah, 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 blah. I accept him.
Aww.
And they did get married. And my granddad was there physically present. And that was like my auntie's piece. She just, yeah, said that she would not get married if her, yeah, dad would not bless them. Which is...
See, that's what I'm saying. She accepted that trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also that. What are you even ready to accept on behalf of this person? There's that too. You have to make your... Like, you have to make your peace with it that there'll be a consequence for this thing. Right? It depends on how willing you are to accept it. Whether you think this thing is worth it. And... Even to some extent, the amount of support you have, I'm sure, like, she might have felt alone to an extent, but like, I'm sure her siblings,
yeah, hopefully,
rallied around, hopefully,
right? Mommy, hope you did well.
I hope your mom did something,
because I'm all this big where they go church more than as a Muslim, yeah, come and tell me that, because she's Christian. If I blow you 3 times, how many times have you got to church this year? How many times have you prayed to God?
That's another thing. There's a lot of surface level peace with that thing.
You already know the only thing I believe in is that my babe has to have it, you know.
It would.
Don't let me tell you what I have to say on this podcast before they come and cancel me.
It would.
My babe has to have had a father figure.
Of course.
Yeah, that's my, this is my P. Like, it's sad, but like, it's true. Like, I've just learned the hard way that it's kind of a thing where you've loved a man, before I say masculine, a male.
Yeah.
Outside of
what they can do.
Yeah, what they can. Why are you going with this thing? Yes, accept it. I put in a rest castle, both of us at the same time. but that's just my own take on happy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, like, I've learned the hard way that, yo, like, these things do matter and do matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, outside of that, my last question to you will now be, what are the things that ideally, if Twitter should hear, if Twitter people should hear, they will say, ah, you're so stupid for going with it. What are the things in there that you've accepted in a relationship? That babes will say, ah, you must have been very stupid for, what are the things that you are subtly comfortable with? Because, not because of you're stupid, just because of it's not important enough to jitter you the way they make, you know how they make life sound black and white on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to sound very interesting as an Igbo babe.
Vanessa!
But I have a very interesting relationship with, like, reciprocity, right?
What? Say that word one more
reciprocity.
Time.
Reciprocity.
Just because I know I cannot pronounce it, say it one more time.
Reciprocity. Okay. So, you know how babes go, like...
What is reciprocity?
So, like, reciprocity means, like, you know, give and take. You know, that mutual thingy. I don't mind being the first person to gift my significant other or someone I like.
Something. I want a car.
I don't mind. I typically don't mind being the first person to thingy because, you know how we've said it a lot, love languages and stuff. I love learning stuff about people just so I know what's a really great gift to give them. And so I'm not lazy about gifting. I am also not, what's it called, particularly stingy. I might not do it often, right? But that one time I do it, I'll do it correct, right? And I don't mind being the first person to do that. But only if I have gauged the amount of, like, love and devotion that this other person has brought into my life.
Lover-meter. So you have a lover-meter.
Have to gauge it, like, yeah.
So the person don't bring joy to you.
Nothing for you.
Joy is coming. But the joy is coming, though. It depends.
Like, if it takes you a while to get into character and, like, want to do it, I'm like, I don't understand. The people that did it the first time they met me till now, they're not mad. Whatever you're looking for is clearly not in me.
Oh, yeah. So just on this topic, what's the and not say best thing, but what's the biggest thing you've ever gifted a man? Set down Santa Christmas.
Biggest.
Since Santa Christmas, I'll be Father. Sorry, Santa Claus.
Biggest.
What's
biggest.
The best? You know what I mean by best thing you've ever gifted a man?
Can't say this.
Ladies and gentlemen, records please. Go, Vanessa. Go.
Records cannot show.
Go, Vanessa. Go. Go, Vanessa. Go.
Records cannot show this, but I think it was probably going houses on, like, a PS4. See, that's not that crazy. But
Vanessa is buying PS4 for boys.
No.
Hey, GTA PS5 is half.
And, like, we co-owned it. It was like a custody thing. Like,
I'm so sorry. Is that the PS4 that you now speak about when you say Mickey should not touch? Women.
Do
you guys remember Vanessa talking about her PS4?
Next question, Adi. What is your thing? What is your thing in relationships that somebody else can see? That what the fuck are you doing, Adi?
I actually hope that we're good. I already moved the question to the present.
I brought it back for you.
Do you know the funniest thing?
What?
Okay, so I think there are two things actually. One, I don't know, but I think I can date a babe that my guy has been with before.
Yeah.
It's like, I learned the hard way that that's a thing, that's a no-no for men.
It is.
Like, I've heard niggas, like...
It is.
It's so hard, because obviously, like, if it's a babe that knows me,
yeah,
my guys already know probably at some point we are... So it's like, do you know Ade? How do you know Ade? Ade, have you... I'm like, yo, calm down. Really? Yeah, I probably have. But yeah. Like, that's it. They're not talking to her again. Like, I'm all on more.
Yeah, but it's a thing. And I don't know how you're just figuring this out.
It's like, but if you like a girl.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, why you...
Yeah, but like, do your DD, man. Find out who else is.
Say that due diligence or something. Transparent.
I'm so serious. I
think my second thing, and it's, oh, God damn it. I should carry this to my grave, to be fair.
What? No names.
But like that Burna Boy song.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
With Mr. Easy. Not Bankulizer.
Mm-hmm.
It goes... Bag B, make me cancel out.
Okay.
Don't worry. Anybody that knows the song knows the song.
Can you please? Anybody that knows for the rest of us that don't.
Anybody that knows the song.
Why is this one? If you know, you know. Thing. Can you please?
This was back. Like this was back. Probably now because of like I'm a little bit more matured. I probably wouldn't, but I remember back then. The song goes. Should not cheat with you, cheat with you, I cheat with you, cheat back, babe. Make me cancel out.
Oh, so that's your thing. They may cheat on you.
But it's like,
it's not that deep.
It's like
you probably have already cheated on her as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't do that to me. Don't set me up like that. But I remember back then, like when I was younger, and like I used to go crazy. Like I can't even lie to you. Like my parents sent me to school, University of Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a out of OIS nigga. Pulling up in the middle of Lagos. I had a point to prove. I was showing the streets that I was the king down here.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, back then, there's no way I'm letting one person hold me down.
Right. So you like, had several people to hold you down.
I hold you down. I got
a trip. You're such a clown, you guys.
But yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, that was my...
So that's your thing.
Like, you know, back then, niggas, I cheated on me. Ah, back then, like
well...
Oh, I'm like, okay, so do you still want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does that mean about you, though? Is that like is it only acceptable because you have probably already, or you don't mind?
No, it's actually, bro, right now, if you do that shit to me, I would die right now.
So it's a maturity thing.
Yeah, I think back then it was just...
Yeah.
Because, again, all them relationships didn't really... hold water in my head back then.
I get that.
It was just, I know that I did think,
okay, I get that. I actually get that.
So it's like, no, Allah. Do you still want to, you know, right now? Just a little.
I can't believe people are going to call me a trick now. Guys, I'm really not, okay? I'm really not. I actually have budgeted. I don't do too much. Okay, I'm still very evil.
Vanessa out here simping to the boys, ladies and gentlemen.
If you never.
PS5 coming in.
Joint custody.
What are we talking about that PS6?
Joint, God forbid. After PS4, please, I've seen enough. Please, I've seen enough.
Oh, yeah. Just because of. So, we're going to do this tweet thing where we read out like the craziest breakup stories ever.
Okay.
And like, just because of you talked about you like gifting niggas shit, like Vanessa, please no. Like, I have a whole wish list. Like, you know, a lot of babes used to.
Can you not?
You know, babes used to.
Please, can you not?
So I'm going to read out the first tweet, and like, it's just like, so the name of the babe had quoted it as the pathetic present, and she wrote, "He broke up with me on my birthday and told me that was my present."
Man, that you must have been wicked. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, you can only collect that kind of thing if that man is wicked or you are wicked. Do you get? Like, there was wickedness involved in that thing. Has to be. You can't be telling us the full story. And if that's the full story, somebody has jazzed your man. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my thought.
So, speaking about jazzing your man.
Yeah.
Let me read another one.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's so cool that I really like the headers on this one. This one's called This Unfair Affair. My husband for 5 years came back after visiting his daughter for 2 weeks to tell me that he didn't love me anymore and we were done. Turns out he had been shagging his ex-wife for 18 months and they ended up remarrying after our divorce.
Guys. See, that package, that's being married and like what baby mama, that package is a tricky one.
No wonder women hate any ex. Like,
nigga.
See, like women like I'm because obviously I have like bare niggas that are like married. And like, see, their wives, I don't want to say they tend to accept a lot of nonsense, but like, once the conversation of some particular exes come into play,
mm-hmm.
they would rather let heaven burn than agree for their man to mention. And you know the thing about men?
Yeah.
That's the ex they will keep on talking about.
I know, so much pain in these streets, guys.
Do you have any of these ones? Which one was your favorite one?
Oh, no, let me ask you one. So, well, not ask, but this one says, my last breakup fucked me up. She looked me in my eyes and said, I don't love you anymore and we are not soulmates, so stop saying that. I had a panic attack in her bathroom and she said, when you cry, I feel nothing. You got to go. So I walked home crying and I'll never forget it.
Why did you have to walk home?
Is that your major problem?
Oh my god.
She didn't give a damn about his tears, and that's cold. That's cold. This man hated your guts.
Imagine these people like in London in January.
Guy.
Do you know how cold? Guy, like,
imagine no trains, you're actually walking home.
Oh my god. No, like, see, do you see like all the things that the men have done?
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're wicked.
Yeah.
It's just, but like when a woman wants to do
ice cold.
Can you watch me cry?
Almost feels like HR is firing you. I'm like, eh, and then
like I can't watch like any of my exes cry. Like I can't do it.
Fair.
Like I actually just can't do it.
You can like some people can even barely watch anyone cry. Talk less of someone you loved. Yikes. Like, yeah, this person is out. This person, you could die today, and this person would actually just what, go for salsa class.
Okay.
Doesn't care.
Okay. Let me be sure. There's a really long one. I don't think my English is that good, but let me try.
Yeah.
Okay, so Charles. Okay, so the guy goes, I was 100 level, and this was my first proper girlfriend. She had stayed in my house for a couple of days, and I had noticed she was moving funny and getting some strange calls. I am not the type of girl to ask who is calling and all that, so I let it slide. Mm-hmm. She told me she wanted to go meet her class rep to submit some assignments, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
A couple hours later, some of my guys invited me to drink beer at a popular hotel near Uni Loring. Oh my God, this thing happened in the trenches, so we know that it's going to be a problem. We had a few drinks and I needed to pee. The path that leads to the toilet goes past some hotel rooms.
Yeah.
As I was walking past, one of the rooms had its windows open. And in the corner of my eyes, I saw some people fucking. Lo and behold, it was my babe and I couldn't believe it. My question is, how does the universe get you of all places to go and drink?
That one place.
Of all times to go and pee.
That time she was fucking. And her window happened to be open.
God. I couldn't believe it. I was paralyzed in shock, but I left. When I was breaking up, he was when I broke up. Yeah, that's great. Oh,
proud of you. I'm
proud of you, my nigga. Oh. Oh, my Sheila.
My Sheila.
When I was breaking up with her, I was so macho and being a bad guy about it.
Yeah.
When she left, I just curled up into a ball on my bed and cried my eyes out into a pillow.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Oh.
I think, yeah, you just have to. I'm just happy he took matters into his own hands. Yeah. Guys find it hard to break up with babes.
Trisha.
Yeah.
Trisha.
Guys find it very hard.
All my babes, like, that's so. So I feel like that's a man's version of pulling back until she breaks.
Yeah. Because you guys would hate to be the ones to actually say it, but you would assist.
Yeah. Because even like with stuff like firing staff, like yesterday we sacked my chef. The funniest thing.
What?
I was the one that got the new chef. I knew he was coming.
Yeah.
But when I knew he was on his way, while the old chef was there, I left the house and I sent the new chef my flatmate's number. So my flatmate had to sort out everything. He had to fire me. Such an uncomfortable situation.
I know it is.
That's why I believe in all those things, like always having somebody like I don't know. I think Jemima sacked like 5 drivers.
Jesus.
I don't know my business. I don't want to like you now start begging
those
me.
Are that's hard conversations to have, Sha.
I don't like hard conversations. I'm such a soft boy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not just
See, I don't mind having hard conversations, but I have to have had it up to here. Like, and I have to also know that you didn't give a fuck. Like, if you still give a fuck about your work or whatever you were doing, maybe like having that conversation would be hard, but like I can actively see like you do not care.
Just, I just want to state for the record that the chef that we just fired, he fried egg for me, and there was eggshell inside of the egg.
How big was the eggshell?
I don't care. The plantain were soft.
Like soaked oil and all.
Soaked fucking, oh, you know, it's like banana. Oh. That nigga had to go.
He had to go. That nigga, right? You can't call him a chef and nigga is messing up what? Plantain and eggs.
I'm Indomie.
Oh, come on. That Indomie took a while.
No, you went there on Friday. Friday. God, you had to see the Indomie. God damn it. I was so pissed. So obviously I was mad hungry. I ain't gonna lie to you. So I still like.
I thought you were quitting Indomie.
So that's actually so I was so pissed because that's the last Indomie I was ever gonna have.
I get that, and that was
so, that was such a bad. Sorry. So it's like I just eat it because now I'm hungry and I'm not even about to ask him to make any. Yeah. So I'm biting some part of the egg. I feel shell. I remove it from my mouth. So it's like eating that meal. There was a little happiness in me knowing that
this is the last time this nigga's ever going to cook for you. Last time.
Like I was so happy. I buzzed the agent guy. Yo, I need a new chef. Like this nigga you sent me is messed up. Like, so it's like, can we say that like I shy out of relationships when I'm leaving?
I think you shy out of having difficult conversations.
But like I'm usually so good with conversations.
You are, but like maybe not difficult ones. Because I also think a part of you never wants to have to be the one to get someone off their bird. Or like get someone off track in any way.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
Maybe.
Because you like putting people on.
You know shit. You know game. tell me about some people I put on.
Yeah, for real. I don't like putting people on. Like he's more of like I have a job and I think you'd be a great person for this. So So doing the opposite of that, I guess, is a bit harder and it's just painful because like you wish this person was good so that you'd have to keep things the same way.
Yeah.
But then if they're not, they have to go.
Shout out Jemima, man.
Shout out Jemima.
Like we can shout out to Jemima every other day. And I just funny enough, Jemima, I almost advertised her business right now. Jemima, she started a company.
Yeah.
Like, I help her play up. It's about like basically it's like a virtual assistant agency.
Oh, nice.
I was like, the whole idea is that so she manages all the assistants, but like they get clients from and
that is solid.
That is actually such a solid business because she's so good at it.
She is, and she'd be a good manager. So this is one way of being a boss. Well, exactly.
Yeah, I'm making bread for me, child. Like, definitely.
Okay. That's fair.
All right, guys. I think we kind of hit what we're trying to do in here. I'm usually because of the fact that I'm about to take a trip, so we're gonna release the first episode on. I think. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming.
Why do you do that? Why do you just like inaudible?
What's the name of this podcast again?
X-Files.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Now. Well, yes, thank you for joining us this lovely week. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend in advance.
Gang, gang, gang. Gang, gang, gang. All right.
Bye. Yes.